This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. Let me plug everything up here. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Boyd's is they've gone through all the trials, they've gone through all the errors, they've gone through all the wrong setups and the wrong configurations. They've done all that now, and everything is now set. So when you look at whatever your gun is, whatever model it is, 215 brands, 2,000 plus models. When you look at that, you have about 12 or 13 choices. Do you want to be traditional? Do you want to get radical? Are you looking for something really, you know, thumb hole, pistol grip? What are you looking for? They've got it at Boyd's Gunstocks. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. This conversation is brought to you by Taurus USA, fighting for your Second Amendment rights. This is TaurusUSA.com. Check them out. We see this recurring theme in every election. We need to see bipartisanship and reach across the aisle to bring the country together. But the Democrats are just kidding about that. So is the media. They're just kidding. The definition of reaching across the aisle is when people like John McCain or Bob Corker or Jeff Flake or the other nominal Republicans support Democratic policies. Does anybody remember Obama or House Minority Leader Pelosi or former Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid or Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer advocating that the Democrats move right to unite? Well, no. Right now, the Democrats are trying to come out with a list of demands that they say that Trump has to get before he considers any sort of an agreement with North Korea. And Trump, to his credit, has not gotten out there and said, well, actually what he has done is quite ingenious. He said, oh, no, Chuck, you're coming with us. You're coming with us. You'll be involved in this, Chuck. So if it's a success, I'll share it with you. And if it's a failure, guess what? I'm hanging it around your neck. I do remember that Democrats and all of their little social justice warrior allies threatened to shut down all of government if one of their benefactors, a non-government baby-crunching abortion mill operation, didn't continue to get $500 million per year of our money. Do you remember that? I remember that. The complicit media, of course, blamed the Republicans for the threatened shutdown, as they always do. Since Trump won around 85% of the counties in the United States in the 2016 election, some Democrats are allowed to run as moderates these days, but once they get elected, they are not allowed to stray from the Democratic Party central control. But here's a typical example, if you want one, of how they would typically paint it. You know? Today's central question is, how do you bring the country back together? If that's not the question, then I'm not the winner. And there are many issues Democrats should collaborate with Trump on. That everybody, for the good of the country, really, literally. Yeah. For example, Democrats always pretend that they support minorities, but as the economy is doing well, minority unemployment is hitting record lows. Wages are also rising, and manufacturing and full-time jobs are rising. Instead of cheering for the improvement in people's lives, the supposedly progressive party advocates moving backward to a slower economy and for bigger government. The president proposes to allow 1.8 million Dreamers to remain here as long as he gets an end to chain migration, an end to the lottery, and the building of a wall or fence at the border. But this, for that sort of deal, the Democrats won't come to the table. Instead, they call Trump and the Republicans a racist or xenophobes and say that even using the term chain migration invokes slavery and harms black people. That one is a gigantic, question mark for me. I don't know how does that harm black people? The media who pretend they are unbiased and fact-based go along with the Democrats in bashing Trump instead of pointing out the Democrats wholeheartedly supported what Trump proposed in 2013. Democrats had complete control of the House, the Senate, and the White House in 2009 and 2010 and 2011, yet they did little to nothing to solve the immigration problem. Or gun control, for that matter. They pushed on none of that. Nor did they try to repeal the Defense of Marriage Act. Nor did they do anything to redefine marriage's legal definition to include same-sex couples. They seem to like the courts to handle the issues, or, you know, Obama dictatorially taking care of issues or keeping issues for the campaign, but they really seek to compromise with conservative policy. Now, I think it would be fun for CNN, ABC, Univision, and the Washington Post to take a poll asking Hispanics, millennials, and other Democrats a question about whether they knew who first pushed for expanding the border wall and called for getting rid of chain migration and the visa lottery first, the Democrats or Trump. I mean, isn't it easy for the media to manipulate the public when they have an agenda to push? But here's what the news looked like back when the Democrats were in charge. All Senate Democrats united with two independent senators in 2013 to push through a comprehensive immigration reform plan to build a border fence and end chain migration and the visa lottery, positions they now oppose because they are in President Trump's immigration package. Led by Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, 52 Democrats and two independents okayed the legislation. It called for no fewer than 700 miles of border fencing. It also included a section detailing the end of the diversity visa, a lottery for green cards meant to diversify the U.S. immigrant population. They should have also supported tax cuts, too, which let people and businesses keep more of the money they earn and speed up the economy. But Democrats, including the media, say they were against the tax cuts because of the deficit. But they never minded the deficit and the debt when Obama was in office. It was great, man. It was stupendous. A few weeks after the tax cut passed, they gladly supported a massive government spending increase, which would not speed up the economy, but would push up the debt. The only time the Democrats pretend to care about debt or the deficit is when the people or businesses are allowed to keep more of the money that they earn. And big government spending is always allowed unless it is for defense. So Republicans, you should never listen to Democrats, including the media, when they give advice on election. They should look no further than John McCain to see how that works, the maverick. McCain was loved by the media and other Democrats, and was even endorsed by the New York Times and the Washington Post to win the Republican primary in 2008. Then after they disposed of Mitt Romney, who was running against him at the time, they trashed McCain in the general election. Then McCain kept his mouth mostly shut, no matter what Obama did. Now he is the greatest thing since sliced bread, since he is now trashing Trump along with the Democrats. So the United States became the greatest economic powerhouse in the world because of capitalism and economic freedom. Capitalism lifts the most people out of poverty. That reduces crime. Yeah? That reduces crime. The focus on capitalism with fewer regulations and lower taxes is helping more people, especially minorities and the middle class. So why the heck would they advocate uniting around bigger government instead of uniting against more capitalistic principle that works better? Why wouldn't they be going for that one? I don't honestly know the answer to that one. I'm just asking that rhetorically, but the biggest part about this is this. Most of the stuff that Trump wants, they wanted it first. Now they can have it, but they don't want it because Trump is advocating for it, and it will be looked at as a triumph for the Republicans. And oh my, we can't have that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is well under the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
With Boyd's, what you've got is you've got this company that sat down one day and they looked at the gun stocks that were on the guns. And they said, can we do better? Can we make a replacement stock? Is there such a thing as a need for this? And then they started working on it. And then they realized, you know, in a lot of ways, the gun stocks, you know, it used to be in the old days with the all the stocks being wood and everything else. It was a lot of craftsmanship in them. Now, not so much. And that's when it really began to gel. And now they've got the shapes. They've got the R&D behind them already. They have gone the extra mile. Check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. This next portion is brought to you, next little conversation is brought to you by Crossbreed Holsters. Safeguarding your Second Amendment rights. Check them out at CrossbreedHolsters.com. I'm going to give you a quote real quick. Let us not allow glitziness and mumbo jumbo to slither into our thinking and our action. Recently in, Monday, May the 29th, in Liege, Belgium, another knife-wielding Allahu Akbar shouting Islamic terrorist attacked two uniformed female police officers there. He stabbed both of them. He took the service pistol from one and shot both. Using the same pistol, he then shot a man sitting in a nearby car, both police officers, and the man in the car died as a result. He then walked to a school in the vicinity, took a woman hostage who was subsequently, he was subsequently shot to death by responding police. The woman hostage was apparently unharmed. Four responding officers were also injured. No other casualties at the school, which was evacuated. Suspect was a low-level jailbird, career loser, and repeat offender. Fresh out of prison on a temporary release, not surprisingly, he was a recent convert to Islam while in prison. Belgium currently has a dubious status as a hotbed of Islamic evangelism, much of it centered in prisons, and many Islamic terrorists are responsible for other recent attacks on Western interests in Belgium and France called Belgium home. Local prosecutors say the attack is being investigated as terrorism. No kidding. Now, as we see, innocent citizens and police officers, too, are the continual victims of dishonorable, discredited, invariably leftist European politicians anxious to suck up to Islamic voters and simultaneously be seen as oh-so-progressive by the leftist media. Since the media and most politicians obviously have scant regard for anybody's safety, citizens, including police officers, had better be all the more personally alert and watchful. There is no such thing as institutional security. It is a myth. It's theater. You have to become intimately familiar with and learn how to use personal defensive weapons. These are what handguns are, and rifles to an extent. They are personal defensive weapons. You have to learn how to use them. You have to become intimately familiar with them. And then you have to keep them instantly accessible at all times and in every place. If you live in a state like I do, where some places just get to arbitrarily decide, I'm gun-free, well, then you can't go to those gun-free places. And if you are going to a gun-free place, you got to make sure that they are in compliance with the law. Because if they are, you had better be in compliance with the law. You have to keep your head up and never deceive yourself into thinking that you're too insignificant to become a target. You merely have to be a target. All of us, every single one of us, are but one bullet or one knife edge away from becoming abruptly DOA. And there is not even a hint of advance warning coming, nor time to prepare. It's not going to be convenient if it starts happening here. So the thing that you have to bear in mind with these things, and the reason that I say carry a gun everywhere, and everybody I know says carry a gun everywhere, is because one day, maybe one day, out of all those times that you've carried a gun and your back is hurt and you've got an imprint and you've got the stipple job that has almost ground a hole into your kidney and everything, one day you may have to actually pull that. You may have to actually pull that weapon. And then you had better be ready to go when you pull that weapon, because now you have, it's a little, you know, with an airplane, it's a little bit like an airplane takeoff. An airplane takeoff, until it gets to a certain point, it can reject the takeoff and just, you know, reduce speed and make a turn left and get back into the pattern. But sometimes after a certain point, they can't. They get past the point of rejection and they have to go. When you draw your weapon, you have passed the point of rejection. You now have to be prepared to go the full rock and roll, if that's what you want to call it, and finish the job, do the work. You better have the suite of skills that you need. You better understand that you're going to have some physiological shortcomings that are going to come up. It's just natural. It's not about you. It's just the human condition. Repetition. Training, all the time doing all this stuff, doing different training, going different places, getting different points of view, but always shooting, always carrying. That is what if you're going to get the permit, if you live in a state where you don't need a permit, which I'm not one of them, but if you're going to get the permit, if you're going to go through everything you have to do to get the permit and you're going to carry the gun, you owe it to yourself to be proficient. You don't owe it to anybody else. You owe it to your family, but you don't owe it to anybody else. You only owe it to you and your loved ones. Now, the fact that you become proficient will be a benefit to society. You will become a societal asset at that point, a very dangerous person to try to get violent with. And dealing with malcontents is a... it's a social service. So, there you have it. It's going to be quick, it's going to be sudden, it's going to be violent, and you're not going to be expecting it, and you had better be ready to rock. Because we're just one round away. We're just one slash away from just becoming a victim unless we are prepared to go. That's why I'm driving for 8 hours tomorrow to aid me in that pursuit. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News.
Today, while holding a joint news conference with the Prime Minister of Japan, Shinzo Abe, President Trump said there's one sure way you'll know the Singapore summit did not go well.
You hear me saying we're going to use maximum pressure? You'll know the negotiation did not do well.
And after that press conference, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo addressed Rudy Giuliani's comments that North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un came crawling on his hands and knees.
I took him as in a small room and not being serious about the comments. I think it was a bit in jest. We're moving forward. We're focused on the important things. I know Rudy. Rudy doesn't speak for the administration when it comes to this negotiation and this set of issues.
Final numbers on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average ended the day up 95 points to close the day at 25,241. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
This is the, what's there today is, you know, anybody going there is like, hey, look, they got all this stuff. There's more to it than that. But the beauty of it is you don't have to worry about that. The geometry has been achieved. You can go the traditional route and just keep everything in a great looking classic package if you want to, or you can go as wild as you want to go. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Now, this next conversation is brought to you by Rock River Arms, protecting your Second Amendment rights. Check them out at rockriverarms.com. I'm a little, you may have heard that in the news too. Suicide is up. Suicide is up. Suicide should not ever be up. Especially right now. Suicide should not be up. But having said that, it doesn't matter how bad I want something to be a certain way. It is. It is what it is. And the latest is fashion designer Kate Spade. She was found hanging by housekeeping staff inside her Park Avenue apartment around 10:20 a.m. making her the, and this seems to be a celebrity thing, the hanging seems to be a celebrity thing. Some of the more, you know, shall we say, delicate suicides that we, and we don't even know if these are suicides or if this was accidental. David Carradine. David Carradine was, you know, he died due to hanging. Michael Hutchins, the lead singer of NXS, who's been dead for 20 years. There are those that would say those two guys did something called autoerotic asphyxiation, which is a, it's a, you know, I'm not going into that, but it's still death by hanging. Why is hanging so popular? How is that possible? Now, Spade, Kate Spade, is the third fashion icon to have hanged herself in recent years. In March of 2014, famed American designer Loren Scott committed suicide by hanging. 4 years earlier, British designer Alexander McQueen hanged himself. Scott's death came after a few months after Robin Williams hanged himself with a belt in his home in August of 2014. So my question becomes this. Here's my problem. I can't imagine wanting to die. I'm not afraid of it. Okay? I'm not afraid of it. Genuinely not afraid of it. Now, I used to say that, I'm not afraid of dead. Well, let me tell you something. When I was laying in the hospital room and I was facing surgery that next morning and, you know, We had indications that this was going to be a dicey proposition. And when I went under, I was terrified. Terrified. There was no more of this, well, I'm not afraid to die. Yeah, I was really afraid to die. But now I know how to live. So now I'm not afraid to die. I'm really not afraid to die because I know where I'm going, right? So having said that, though, I want to keep that as far away from me as possible. I want to keep that moment on the very, I mean, I want the end of me to be so far in the future that it is almost crazy. Now, Kate Spade's sister told the Kansas City Star that the designer took interest in the details of Robin Williams' suicide. She kept watching it and watching it over and over. Her name is Retta Sappho, she said of her younger sister. I think the plan was already in motion even as far back as then. Dr. Keita Curry, president and CEO of D.D. Hirsch Mental Health Services, told Fox News that there's been an uptick in suicide by hanging among the elite in recent years. I made reference to Chester Bennington and Chris Cornell. I mean, these literally were... Chris Cornell was my favorite singer. And a whole lot of Linkin Park is on my iPhone that I listen to. Both of those guys are all over my iPhone. And they committed suicide by hanging. So then the question for me becomes, you know, right now I'm riding at the height that I've ever had in this particular venue. But I'm nowhere near where I might be able to get to. I've just got to keep working hard and pushing, pushing, pushing. But even right now, not being at the height of where I might be able to go to, I'm sitting back going, man, I'm having a blast. I am having a pure tea ball. And then if somebody comes to me and says, well, don't you want to just end it all? No, no. Now, they don't know why there's this spate of hanging. And I suspect that if we could figure out the hanging part and the gun part, we might be able to figure out the suicide part. But there's basically two plausible explanations, according to them. One is that some methods of suicide start to get more publicity, or if someone very high profile uses a specific method and it's all over the news, it's going to give other people that idea. They have literally seen that in high profile artists or actors' suicides. The other thing is that other methods have become less available, so it becomes more difficult to get pills than you can overdose on, or it becomes more difficult to get access to firearms, then that means of suicide will go down. But what they're not saying here is what the gun grabbers say, which is if you don't have the means to do it, you won't commit suicide. Now, it's unclear what drove Spade to take her own life, but Sappho told the Kansas City Star the designer's death was not unexpected. That is a mystery to me. I've heard that before amongst family members. Media psychiatrist Dr. Carol Lieberman told Fox News that the designer's life was clearly far from perfect despite her massive success. Which, that's all of us, folks. That's everybody. We all have shortcomings. We all have problems. We all have things that we don't like. And, you know, it doesn't matter whether you're known, world famous, whether you make handbags, whether you make records. It doesn't matter. When you get done doing the work, which, you know, this, the gigantic sold-out concert is work, then you go back to a motel room. Got to go to bed. Got to take a shower just like anybody else. You got to, you know, if you have hair, which I don't, you got to style that. If you don't have hair and you shave your head like I do, well, you got to shave your head. I mean, the mundane part of life is there. It's not all a gainer into both legs of the pants at the same time. So it doesn't matter if you're rich, famous, talented, or happily married. In the case of Kate Spade, on the outside, you never really know how people are going to feel on the inside. That's me, you, everybody. I always wonder what the trigger is in these cases, which you never find out. You never find out what the trigger is. But those of us that are left behind have to sit back and say, I don't know what caused this. There was a suicide note found at the scene. They say that, that there's some people close to her that said that she did not have a plan to take her life, but she did ask a lot of people that she knew to please come to her funeral. Saddest thing I've ever heard. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's a very confusing time in the financial markets, and nobody knows that better than financial markets analyst Doug Casey. Casey Research wants to send you a free copy of Doug's controversial new book about the stock market, our economy, and American politics. Warning, this book is not politically correct. Casey is known for his outspoken and brutally honest views. He once called global warming a political scam. He's made millions betting on investments seen as too controversial by the mainstream. In this new book, Casey reveals shocking predictions about hot issues like immigration, Russia, and the next stock super boom. Doug Casey is an investing legend. Find out where he's looking for gains in spaces like tech, even cryptocurrencies. But watch out, this book is simply too controversial for bookstores. Go to totallyincorrectoffer.com to get your free copy so you can see for yourself. Shipping and handling charges apply. But be warned, this material may be taken down at any time. Just go to totallyincorrectoffer.com. That's www.totallyincorrectoffer.com. totallyincorrectoffer.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since Fetal Life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. All the hard work's already been done. Now all you have the luxury of looking at and making that choice. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. The baker, the cake baker in, the Masterpiece Cake Shop decision. It was not even close in terms of votes, which was 7-2 with Sotomayor and Ginsburg narrowly voting in favor of repression, Obama's appointees. Nor was it a narrow ruling on the merits. It was a ringing endorsement of the idea that sniveling leftist bureaucrats can't target religious folk for hassles just because the dissenters refuse to bend a knee to the secular idiots that are out there today. This whole thing was not about gay marriage. I don't think conservatives are monolithic on this issue now. This is about a right to dissent, to think differently, even if you or I, or usually the leftist elite, don't agree. So, and this ruling should not be shocking, but it still sort of was for some people. After all, until recently, the tide was with those leftist elites whose goal was to force the religious and the patriotic to their knees on every cultural issue out there. First they came for the cake bakers, then they came for the rest of us. But the militant, rightist, normal people changed everything when Trump was elected. Do you think that if pantsuit was in office today, we would have this happening? This triumph? No way. Kagan and Breyer would have joined the other three in holding that somehow the whole freedom of religion. Kagan is the other. Ginsburg is not the Obama appointee. I was wrong about that. Kagan is. That somehow the whole freedom of religion thing doesn't apply if the left disapproves, and off we'd go, taking another perilous step toward the nightmare of national divorce and potential conflict. So this was actually quite good news. Well, except for the Never Trump Cruise crew, who look even more ridiculous than ever. I don't hear you taunting Frito-Cons You're not taunting us with Butt Gorsuch much anymore. But then I don't watch Morning Joe or read the New York Times op-ed page. I also have a life. The opinion of Justice Kennedy, who I would love to see retire and spend more time with his family, go boating, maybe golfing. Nevertheless, he wrote a very powerful rebuke to the bigoted bureaucrats who never even bothered to hide their anti-religious zealotry when they were persecuting a guy for refusing to submit and acknowledge their supremacy. Their prejudice was stunning. And not least for it, its shamelessness. Those moral illiterates made no effort to hide their seething contempt for believers. And guess what? That's not okay. You don't get to persecute religious people in America. Sort of a drag, right? Pretty soon, lots of people are going to start openly believing things the left doesn't like, and then it'll be pandelirium. Commentators, largely a bunch of 20-somethings whose courtroom experience seems to be repeated viewings of Legally Blonde, keep insisting that the ruling was narrow. It actually was not. It was a broad rejection of pogroms against people whose religious beliefs clash with the trendy secular shibboleths. But here's the thing. Most of us, had we the confectionery artistic qualification to get paid to design wedding cakes, would have gladly taken the money. Many of us don't believe that taking the couple's cash would be morally compromising. But this Jax Phillips guy did. And see, rights don't exist to protect a majority because the majority doesn't need protecting. The law recognizes rights in order to protect good people whose views society largely does not share, like Jack Phillips, and also applies to loathsome, scummy, dirtbag Nazis and creepy commies and KKK idiots and the Antifa morons. Rights exist to protect minorities. People who, statistically, you probably disagree with. And if you don't recognize that rights come to us via our Creator, you should at least appreciate the utilitarian rationale that you might personally find yourself in the minority someday. We get to, you and I, as gun owners, we get told this all the time, don't we? We're the minority. There's only 3% of all American white men own half the guns in the United States, right? That's a minority. Supreme Court did what courts do, and they decided the case before it. And which our genius media confused with narrowness. It's a win. It's a simple win. The threshold issue to be resolved was whether the persecution of Jack Phillips was so infected with anti-religious bigotry as to make it constitutionally insufferable. It was totally insufferable enough for Kagan and Breyer to swallow hard and join the majority. That tells you something. The court, therefore, did not need to reach beyond the more general issue, whether the government could force people to violate sincere religious beliefs in order to provide an expressive service where other options were readily available to the complaining consumers. Now, if the court ever were to get to that question, we would hope they would say, hell no. But, that we didn't have to go that far to get this decision. In the aftermath, the leftist media was full of commentators expressing the hope that despite the ruling, there might be loopholes in the opinion that would allow discrimination against the faithful. Fingers crossed, right, leftists? Have you noticed how liberals are always nattering about exceptions to rights? They never recognize the basic rule that there's no abridging the freedom of speech, and instead there's always a reason why some particular speech is totally okay to ban. The Heller decision never gets cited for its basic holding, which is you have a right to keep and bear arms. But instead, all the left ever wants to talk about are the purported exceptions, which they don't even understand that. So here their hope is that maybe there's some kind of onerous arm twisting can be cool with the Constitution if the people demanding it are a bit circumspect about expressing their contempt for religious people. So they have to hide the bigotry, and they can get away with it if they do that. Except bigotry underlies the entire idea of forcing someone you know is religiously opposed to do something, especially when there are a dozen other cake shops that can satisfy your angel food cake need. There's no confluence of fact that can obscure the basic truth that activist leftists want to force dissenting Christians to bake cakes because they want to show these Jesus folk who is the boss. The whole bake my cake thing is inherently bigoted. no other explanation for what the activists seek to do and why they reject all reasonable accommodations and alternatives other than animus. And this is only the first case. There are more decisions to follow, and you can count on the reactionary leftist judge to try to contort Masterpiece Cake Shop into something unrecognizable. But that will take some doing. Trump has already appointed an eighth of the circuit court bench. Thanks in part to Mitch McConnell's canceling the summer recess, Trump will soon have appointed a quarter of the judges. These are conservatives who actually believe the Constitution means what is written, not the consensus in Manhattan and Washington of that little axis. So this is a win. It's not a narrow win. It's a major win. The government can't target the religious because it hates them. And you can tell from the agonized howling of the left that they know that this is a really big deal. As a matter of fact, this hobble. But there you have it. Anybody else you hear saying, well, it was a very narrow... No, it wasn't. It was not a narrow ruling. It was a good win. It was a good victory. Learn to accept it graciously, please. We're going to have more. I'm never going to get tired of winning. As a matter of fact, I'm getting so used to it, I'm going to reject everything but winning. Back on Monday, tomorrow I will be en route to Tactical Response in Camden, Tennessee for the Saturday-Sunday class. Best of coming up Friday, so everybody stay safe. Remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, and it is always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
I wish I would've known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my father for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line. The design for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it. Then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.